We all love a legendary comeback, and Degree Original Cool Rush is back and better than ever. Cool Rush isn't just a scent, it's a movement, a fan favorite that delivers bold, fresh vibes and all-day sweat protection. Whether you have a man that spends hours in the gym, heads into the office early, or is just trying to stay fresh on a long day, Cool Rush has their back. Head to your local Walmart or Target and grab Degree Cool Rush, the fan favorite scent from the world's number one antiperspirant brand.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
How about them Cowboys?
It will address our shortcomings.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Yeah, he may want to cancel that trade. I don't think one player from what I've seen tonight is going to make a difference.
Earlier on the show, Ravens running back Derrick Henry, North Texas quarterback Drew Mestemaker. Coming up, Chargers safety Derwin James. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Boy, two different interviews that we've had on an hour one and hour two. Hour one is a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer, Derrick Henry, joining us as the Ravens are getting set to take on the Vikings on a two-game win streak, trying to get back to 500 and get back to the playoffs. And then in hour number two, a 19-year-old quarterback out of North Texas, Drew Mestemaker, who is the reigning, Associated Press College Player of the Week. And he's getting his first full year as the starter at age 19 at North Texas after starting a bowl game earlier this year. His first start at quarterback since ninth grade. An unbelievable story. If you missed any of it, there's our podcast, all 3 hours. You can listen to us whenever you want. There's our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Please follow /subscribe. There's also our Disney Plus page, where once we're done, a whole three-hour show sits there and is waiting for you to watch it whenever you want. We're also on ESPN, the app, and we're on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. We've also been following the trade deadline all day. Lo and behold, a blockbuster. Sauce Gardner traded from the Jets to the Colts within 110 days, by the way, after he signed his new four-year contract extension worth $120 million. And the Jets get two firsts and Adonai Mitchell back. So a good young receiver who, I guess, in the case of just one play we know of, needs to be de-knuckleheaded, as it seems Imani Demarcado has been by Jonathan Gannon. We talked about the Cardinals' nice victory and what it means for the quarterback spot. If you remember, Demarcado has gone from a guy who flipped the ball too soon and earned the wrath of his coach, Jonathan Gannon, to the point where Gannon got fined by the team six figures, to a guy who slid knowing the down distance and clock in the fourth quarter rather than going out of bounds and stopping the clock, getting the attaboy from his head coach last night. So bring him, change of scenery. Just, again, like I said, run your routes, catch the football, know where the goal line is, and you're better than most of the receivers the Jets have put on the field over the past couple of years. The exception of Garrett Wilson, who looks like he's coming back. But his fellow rookie of the year from that NFL honors is now an Indianapolis Colt, getting set to hop a flight to Berlin to take on the Atlanta Falcons. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. I just sent to our coordinating producer, Mike Hoskins. I'm talking to you through the microphone here, Mike. Two did you knows in regards to the Sauce Gardner contract to end this program.
Ooh, fun.
It's wild.
Yes.
To say the least, talk about how rare this is. He is the one thing I will tell you here about this trade. He is the fifth defensive player this century to be traded for multiple first round picks. And the others are another former Jet, Jamal Adams. And they used some of the draft capital there to draft Garrett Wilson and use their own pick on Sauce, who's now gone. Khalil Mack. Jalen Ramsey, and earlier this year.
Yeah.
Micah.
And now Sauce. That's how rare this is.
So Micah. I know how Jets fans are feeling right now.
Well, I just don't know. We'll find out. Did Sauce and Woody have a handshake agreement?
Who knows? That's good.
But doesn't it feel like the Colts overpaid for Sauce and Dallas got under in return for Micah?
Guess what?
The Colts are holding that trophy at the end.
These trades that we're all talking about right now, and you could be like, the 4 and the 6 too much, or, you know, why, or as I said in the
Indiana, I'm saying Micah should have got more.
Why haven't the Steelers made a trade for a receiver yet? And will they just not at all? Didn't they flip a 4 and a 6 or a 4 and a 5 for Rashid Shaheed, or try and just say, here's a third, or here's a four, here's 2 fours? Why didn't they try to beat the Seahawks? Why didn't they try to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars to these receivers? I don't know. We'll find out. The bottom line is we'll get to see what this means in a moment. We'll find out these trades, all of them. We do not know what they mean in terms of who wins and who loses until it's all over, until we find out who these firsts are for the Jets, and does Sauce Gardner help the Colts get into the playoffs or win a playoff game? You know how it works. You don't know. Right now, you make a move, you're like, what the hell are they doing? And I believe you just are about to tell me about another trade involving the Jets. Is that true?
Yes.
And you just made that reaction.
Okay.
And Maria, I see
breaking news.
I do not know. I will find this out on
the
air.
All right. Seconds ago, according to Ian Rappaport, Blockbuster, the Jets are sending Quinnen Williams to the Dallas Cowboys.
There you go. There you go.
I'm back in. I called this 3 weeks ago with Tommy Page.
And are they going to use some of the ones from the Micah trade?
Unclear.
I mean, it has to be. Because if Sauce is for 2 ones, hey, Jets are tearing it all down.
Wow.
They really are.
They're tearing it all down. I feel like tap dancing until I find this out. I mean, Quinnen Williams is as good as they get. Sir?
Wow.
Dang.
You know, when Pelissero was in that chair, he asked me an all 22 type question, and I was like, Quinnen Williams.
Talking about Jeffrey Simmons.
That was yesterday, yeah.
Right. And Quinnen Williams is just as good, if not better, with all due respect.
Wow.
Williams is terrific, and the Jets are stripping it all down. And at 1-7, they are truly starting from scratch. This is a lost season already.
Okay, so Ian says he expects it to be
the Cowboys'
first-round pick, not the Packers' first-round pick.
Okay, so that's a better one. Just one first? That's it? Just one?
I don't know. That's just part of it.
It's got to be more than that.
It's just part of the deal?
Well, he says that a first-round pick and more.
Yeah.
So
let me get this right here. I'm looking it all up right now.
This is unreal.
Quinnen Williams is 27, okay? And he's 27, and he's as good as they come.
Yep.
And they're young. This is a great move. As we know, Mike is 26, and this 100% fills the hole that has been a gaping, massive problem for the Dallas Cowboys forever and a day since I can remember. They've tried almost every Michigan Wolverine to try and fill that spot, and they failed. The Wolverines failed the Cowboys.
Thanks, Wolverines.
You know, Taco Charlton, Mozzie Smith. Sorry.
There's rumors that Mozzie's getting.
Well, guess what? Quinnen Williams is he and Kenny Clark are two guys right up the middle that definitely fix the problem, and they are willing to spend Quinnen Williams' contract. You want to look that one up too, Chris?
Sure.
Because that is sizable. That is sizable.
There is less pie.
And
4 years, $96 million.
Woo. Which is kind of a bargain, certainly compared to the 4 years, 160, right? That, or 180, right? That Micah got from Green Bay.
Was it 180? Yeah.
All right, we're all reacting in real time here. I will say this. If you are 1-7, and the Jets are, and you like your coach and you're not going to fire him, And you understand that the rest of this season is going to be that much more difficult to win football games. And you don't tank in the NFL, because trust me, the guys who are going to be playing in the place of Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams, yeah, you will hear,
they're going to play hard.
You will hear that the Jets are going to try and tank for that first overall spot, even though Daniel Jeremiah has said he doesn't know who's that first player, her first overall guy is going to be. Nobody jumps out at you, certainly at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
But every single person that's going to be playing in place of Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams will 100% be trying to play for a job for the Jets moving forward if they want to live in the New York metropolitan area and play for Aaron Glenn. Those are two things that are very attractive. Yep. And they're going to be trying their asses off. And if the Jets win football games, that just shows you they do have the right coach. And even if they lose, you have to sit here and say, you've cut bait on your best players on defense. I mean, if you name their best players, you'd name Quinnen and you'd name Sauce from 22-23, mm-hmm, and you'd, yeah, name Quinnen's brother, Quincy, and Quincy. You'd also name Jermaine Johnson, Will McDonald. They have some good players there. Cupboard's not completely bare. But if you're going to get all of these draft choices, they now have three draft choices in next year's draft. There's the Cowboys, and the Colts.
Correct.
So you can reload again, and you definitely can get the quarterback you're looking for, or you could trade those for the following year's draft if that's where you want to get your quarterback, if you really think that that's the spot. There's a lot of flexibility you get here, but the bottom line is it sucks. It's just, at some point, they just got to stop burning it down to the ground and starting again and looking at the fan base and saying, no, this is the time. This is the moment. This is the pivot point. This is the coach. This is the general manager. This is the moment. At, yeah, some point, the field that you burn down to the ground to plant new crops will have to grow the crops back that you actually make a mint on at, yes, your farm. Don't worry, I won't go tariffs. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, the regeneration has to stop, and then you've got to win for this generation. Yes. Otherwise, you're going to have 14-year-olds who come out of the stadium and
I hate this team.
You know, looking like sounding existential. You don't want you want teenagers to sound hopeful, yeah, right? Happy. Not looking for, you know, I was born into it. But man, do I hate this team.
I hate this team.
Okay.
Woo.
So we don't know yet? We're still learning? Yeah, on
what, we don't know what the parameters are yet.
Yeah.
Jay Glazer said it's been agreed to, but nothing public.
Well, I'll tell you what. And the Cowboys just did what they need to do. Okay, because, by the way, maybe this was the guy that they were talking about.
It probably
about.
Wasn't Rich.
Oh, no.
It definitely was not.
And that's why he didn't say it, that they felt like Jerry's like, we're close enough. I'm going to hint on something. I don't think it was. Listen, I know I started the show
Logan
by saying.
Wants the smoke screen.
Listen, and Quinnen Williams is his top five, yes, at the position.
Yes.
Okay? And he's somebody who could stop the run on the way to the quarterback.
This takes a nice chunk out of the pie.
And you know what? He's willing to spend it, and there's no doubt that he's able to flip his own draft choice to the Jets for Quinnen Williams to start the conversation, because he's got Green Bay's in his back pocket. Mm-hmm. So he didn't use one that he got from Micah, but he was able to use his own because he has one from the Micah situation. Great move for Dallas. Great move.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't know. Like, the bye week is hitting. Take the week off, Quinnen. Come move. Find a nice spot for yourself. And then guess what? Hey, Geno Smith and Ashton Jeanty, try it against us and Kenny Clark and Quinnen Williams. That kid Logan Wilson, hopefully, you know, Overshown comes back. Bland finds a little bit of a fountain of last year or 2 years ago.
Yeah, that would be.
You know what I mean? The pick sixer suddenly shows back up again. I don't know if this is going to be. This is for the future, too.
Yeah, long
I mean,
term,
this is not this just is, for this year. This, yeah, is not just a this year fix. This is a big time move. Well done.
Some conflicting compensation reports right now. Ian was saying it's a first this year, the Cowboys first, not the Packers. Jay Glazer saying it's a second this year and a first next year. So we'll see what comes out officially.
Man, and you get more for Sauce out of the Colts? A second this year? Well, listen, if Dallas gets to use both their first round picks this year,
that's huge.
And it only coughs up a second, and the Jets are like, take them, and we'll get a first for the year after that. That means they have two firsts and two seconds in this upcoming draft, and three firsts in the following draft, which is where the new quarterback may reside.
Perhaps. If you stick out with Fields one more year.
Well, once again, the Jets preaching patience to their fan base.
Gotta
while the Cowboys are, that's aggressive. DJ, you got to like that.
At least it's given hope. You know, that's what Monica and I talk about this all the time.
Our director, who's also a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, it's like you and I say this all the time. He's more interested in energy and oil than winning football games. Well, at least now it makes it seem like,
sir,
you know, they're in the right direction.
Sir, but, Landman just landed the man for the Jets on defense. He was the one when it was all beginning to start to come together. Okay, he's the one who was sitting in Aaron Rodgers' lap in Green Bay like it was a mall Santa. And that was when you're like, oh, okay, that's what this guy can do. That's what this defense can do. The Jets can do that in Lambeau Field, but Breece Hall's running like crazy and Quinnen Williams is doing this. Oh, okay. Of course, though, Jets can't have that nice of a player for his entire career.
Got to think Breece Hall's up next.
I don't know, man. But the fire sale is on in New Jersey, huh?
For sure.
Okay. 844-204 Rich is the number dollar. Good thing you didn't sign this in the first hour of the show.
Oh, man. That would have been amazing.
I said that when we went to break. I'm like, there's something going to happen. I told Mike and Chris that's going to pull me back in. I know it. And this was it.
Okay. Settle down just a little bit.
Okay, we shall. Derwin James is going to join us from the Los Angeles Chargers. Do we just break news to him?
Probably.
He's probably just as interested as anybody else.
I would imagine.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Back here on The Rich Eisen Show. So much happening. Good Lord. We're back on Disney Plus, ESPN. And ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today. The NFL trade deadline feels like an NBA trade deadline, right?
I love it. More. We got about an
hour and a half.
30 minutes. Let's go.
I knew today was going to be exciting, but...
This feels like a free agency hell going on type
day. Yeah, it kind of does.
Hell going on.
This is awesome.
I mean, the Jets woke up today and chose violence on their roster.
We've been waiting for the NFL trade deadline to be like this. It's usually just kind of a ho-hum.
Let's go to Luke in Gainesville, Florida.
What's going on?
Luke in Gainesville, Florida here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Luke?
Mr. Rich Eisen, how are you, sir?
How are you, Mr. Luke in Gainesville, Florida?
I'm not doing so great. I was born into this sort of Jet fan.
Oh, wow.
I've been a Jet fan for all 26 years of my life.
Okay.
And I, you know, all of this stuff that keeps going on is just, it's just really mind-boggling to me. It doesn't seem like the Jets can ever get it right. And at this point, it's just like, you know, I understand that this year, obviously, they weren't going to do anything. And this year, nobody was projecting them to make the playoffs or do anything special. But, you know, at this point, with all these draft picks, it's obvious that they're going to take a QB in the draft next year, or at least they have to. But, I mean, do you even see, like, a QB who's even worthy of being put in that sort of position to be a franchise quarterback?
No, one has not.
Everybody's saying Mendoza, but...
Right, no, nobody has really come to the fore yet, right? But Cam Ward hadn't come to the fore yet last year. He was just, but he was doing things that certainly got everyone's attention on Thursday nights. When you look down at your phone, you got another ESPN alert of something crazy that he was doing for Miami. So you don't know, but the Jets don't have to take a quarterback in next year's draft. Luke, they just do not. What they need to do is, I guess, get more weapons for Justin Fields. I don't know what they have to do, to be honest with you, except evaluate Fields a little bit more. If they do, I think the owner has already evaluated Fields, to be honest with you. And, you know, and you just have to, as always, keep the faith. That's it. And just hope one day the Jets will wind up drafting a quarterback and will turn into just like the football gods dropping Drake May on the Patriots after they dropped Tom Brady on the Patriots, just like they dropped Aaron Rodgers on the Packers and then Jordan Love on the Packers after Favre got acquired by the Packers and drop onto your lap somebody like even Jackson Dart, man. Just look at it this way, Luke. You know, they don't have to draft a quarterback in next year's draft. They control the next two along with maybe the Browns. So you just got to hope that they got the right quarterback, I mean, the right coach and general manager to make the decision. And if not, find another team because you're sick and tired of being born into it at 26 years later, Luke. It's that simple.
Well, that's the problem is that it's like, you know, I've been born into it. It's like, I mean, my parents were born and raised on Long Island, New York, you know. So yeah. It's really hard for me to just, you know, get rid of that.
I'm not counseling you to do it. It's just like you have no other choice but to hope again. And it sucks that it's just another regeneration that they're asking their fan base to trust in the process. My only thing I have left for you is, Luke, do you need a hug right now? Do you need a hug?
Oh, I mean, honestly, yeah. Rich, I need a lot more than a hug.
Something stronger.
I mean, okay. All I can give you is one of the famous Rich Eisen Show bro hugs. Where right now I'm extending my arms, I reach out, we embrace, I tap you on the back, and then I just move away and just say, be well. Hang in there, Luke. Did that feel better?
That'll do.
That'll okay. Do. Luke and Gainesville, we're just like leaving distressed Jets fans in better positions than we found. They're still looking for Derwin James across the way. Mike, do you want to just hit the drop of Overreaction Monday and then go across the street to see if Derwin will join?
It's really just down.
You hang a right and then a left, and you're right there.
I drive past every morning.
All right, hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
All right, Chris. Wow. I don't know, are you updating any of your?
I haven't. I feel like I should throw in a Cowboys and a Jets one right now. But
okay.
Let's go to last night first. What happened in Dallas? Kyler Murray has started his last game for the Arizona Cardinals.
I think it's still an overreaction, but because you can't even sit here and say, even if they decide to say, let's see what we continue to get with Jacoby Brissett, he's still one snap away from getting back in there, and then all of a sudden. Look, I use, and I'm sure this is not an analogy Cardinals fans or Kyler Murray wants to hear, and it might sound disrespectful, but it does involve another first overall drafted quarterback whose size is in question. But you remember when Bryce Young got benched last year, and we're all like, he should ask to get out of there. They don't have his best interest in mind. It's never going to work out there. He's 5-4 right now a year later after getting back in there because somebody got injured. So I can't sit here and say, he started his last game with the Cardinals. But the Cardinals do have to sit down and say, what is best for us? Who does really give us the best chance to win? What is going on in our locker room? Do these people, in general, want one over the other? Is there, say, a veteran group that's like, hey, time's ticking. Do you think Calais Campbell wants to sit around and wait to see if one is better than the other? I'm not saying he has I'm not giving voice to anything that he might be thinking, unless he really is thinking that. So I'll just call this an overreaction, but to say that there's something real here under this conversation. What else you got?
Yeah. All right. So this was obviously written last night after the game in the moment. Kind of the events of the last 30 minutes might have changed us a little bit, but watching the Cowboys play, kind of lifeless.
Yeah.
Defense has been obviously awful.
Yes.
They should blow it up and just start over. Like, you got Dak, and you got CD, and then, you know, maybe a defensive player or two, and then just fires. Like, what are we doing?
Blow what up? I mean, up until the last 2 weeks, the Schottenheimer offense has been clicking. I think Schottenheimer does have... TJ, you're the Cowboy fanner. I don't think Schottenheimer. I think Schottenheimer's got a pulse of the locker room.
Yeah, I told really you do. Guys. I don't think it's him. Bought in, man. It's the defense.
There's no question. And in a way,
the offense didn't look like garbage.
I mean, they don't have to blow
offense
it up.
Offense was kind of garbage.
The problem is blowing it up. It's like who wants Trevon Diggs now or Deron Bland now? Like you're not selling at a high rate.
The Cowboys only have a handful of picks in next year's draft. I mean, take what you can get.
They now have Quinnen Williams and Kenny Clark right up the middle, which is really freaking good.
Okay, well, there's your building block.
And it is. And then, you know, Overshown can come back. He was all over the place before his knee got blown out.
He was.
So let's see what I do believe this year is a lost cause.
Yeah, you look at their schedule.
3-5-1. 3-5-1. I mean, their schedule. Yeah. Like, even let's just, you want to give them the ultimate. Do you want to give them the ultimate, which is what? 11-5-1?
Well, you mean they run the table?
They run the table. You want to give them the ultimate?
Like, I mean,
what are the odds that they get the ultimate? It's got to be practically
zero.
A dumb and dumber chance.
Yeah. I mean, that's 3 wins at most to finish the season.
Yeah, so at this point, I don't believe the move for Quinnen Williams is a save our season situation.
Yeah.
He's got the star on the side of the helmet for a long time to come, and we're going to pay him. And I know he doesn't do what Micah does, but he's, you know, a version of Micah from his position of dominance. And we're done talking about having a problem stopping a run around here. Like, I'm sick and tired of that runny nose.
Yeah, now we got to stop gonna, the
like,
pass.
We're going to take our
stop
medicine.
The pass.
That's that's true.
But with
that's
the addition true. To these guys up front, now the quarterback will have less time, hopefully, to find those guys.
I do think one of their strengths is drafting well.
We do.
Okay. Correct. So
fairly decent.
Now
yes.
hit. Because the offensive line is not a concern.
Not until last night.
The run game looks pretty good.
The game does look
all right. I mean, maybe you get another receiver here if Pickens leaves. But if not, you got Pickens there. There's enough there. I wouldn't blow it up. I think this is an overreaction.
You said 3 wins in the last 8? I don't know,
yeah,
man.
Give him 5.
I can
give
see
him
5
in their last
if
8.
If all things go
yeah, but
well.
You know what's not working? 8-8-1 is not making the playoffs.
No.
Not in the NFC.
No,
what else, Chris?
Definitely not. Thinking about, we were talking yesterday, the Vikings, the Bears look great. Lions maybe trending down. This division's too tough. NFC North only getting 2 playoff teams.
I think 3 make it from the West. So that means 2 playoff teams from the North. Only one's making it from.
Packers trending in the wrong direction.
I think right now we're seeing 1 makes it from the South and the East. Okay? Like that's what I think we can be safe to say here without overreacting. And I won't quit the Niners. I think they've got some moxie about them that's going to be tough to beat. I know that. But, I mean, the Bears are 5-3. The Vikings are 4-4. I think you're right. I don't think that's an overreaction. I'm still thinking 3 from the West and 2 from the North. And, obviously, 1 from the East. Like, the Commanders are kind of toast right now.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys are 3-5-1. And the Falcons can't win consistently.
They got another kicker now.
I guess that's true. That's true. But
Panthers are knocking.
They are.
They're knocking.
Well, let's see how they can prove me wrong by calling this a proper reaction. What else, Chris?
Jets have offers on the table for Breece Hall, according to Connor Hughes.
Yikes. I mean, I guess you might as well just,
that.
I mean, just keep on dealing.
A couple more overreactions here. Look, Sunday in Buffalo, huge game. We said it. You know, I'm doing the playoffs for Buffalo, but you thought it was a huge win for the Bills. And it's funny how 1 week Chiefs are best team in the NFL, and now they're, you know, are they in trouble?
They're sniffing it.
Sunday is the only Bills-Chiefs matchup we're getting this season.
I'll just call that an overreaction at the moment. I think they both wind up making it. And I think they play again,
Or
they'd have to play again for the AFC championship game if neither of them win their division. They're both wild card teams and they'll have to win 2 on the road to host an AFC championship game. One of them has to win the division for this to really be a proper reaction. I mean, both of them have to lose their division for this to be a proper reaction. One of them has to win their division in order to make this an overreaction, where it doesn't have, it's a divisional round, if not wild card round matchup.
Ooh, you imagine that in the imagine wild card? That's like the 5-4. Yeah,
that won't be the 6. That won't be the Saturday one.
Not Saturday one o'clock. That won't be
Saturday 4 o'clock.
No. Definitely not.
The only way it's Saturday 4 o'clock is if they have a neutral site in Houston.
They should do that.
That will not be
for old times' sake.
That will not be the first one out of the gate on Super Wild Card Weekend. That will not happen. By the way, they stopped calling it that. In case you're worried,
we won't.
If the Colts aren't the one seed, they're locked into that Saturday first up.
What else you got over there?
All right, last one. The Dodgers.
You mean you could make a reservation for 8:30 at St. Elmo's?
Yeah, I think so.
Post game,
Dodgers go back to back, beat the Yankees 1 year. Beat the Blue Jays the next. Yeah. What do those two teams have in common? AL East. Dodgers are going to three-peat by beating an AL East team again.
Okay, so you want to put the Red Sox in the World Series? Is that what you're saying?
Tampa, Baltimore.
Chris, is that what you're saying? Put the Red Sox in the World Series?
Just saying.
Okay.
Oh, and they beat Tampa in 2020, the one that no one counts.
Everybody counts it. Although, did you see Jeter talking on Fox with Mookie Betts in a one-on-one? And he asked him, how many rings do you have? And he said, 3. And he goes, sure, it's not 2.5. It was 2.5.
Wow.
2.5.
Jeter, that's pretty funny.
I think I saw a stat that Mookie Betts is only the third player ever to have 4 rings and not play a single one for the Yankees.
Really?
In history.
Yeah, there's only 3 players who have ever won 4 rings and never won one of them for the Yankees. Because, you know, the Yankees have 27 of them.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Well, because Ortiz wasn't on the team in 18, so he only has 3.
Saying, I mean, when you win 27.
Yeah, we got 2.
Okay.
Dang, that's pretty interesting.
That's what I heard. This is an overreaction. How dare you? There's only one team that's going to be three-peating, and it was the Yankees of a few decades ago.
Let me throw a timeout. So are you saying it's an overreaction that they're going to win 3 or just by being...
No, he says that the Dodgers will three-peat.
I'm pivoting off of this.
By being an AL East team again.
Is it an overreaction to think that they are going to three-peat, though?
No, it is not. Yeah. But beating an AL East team again, notice he didn't say one that they've already beaten. The Red Sox fan over there.
He just wants to get in there.
Oh, my God. Roman Anthony is going to be great, and we're a great.
Roman Anthony is...
Don't sleep on him.
Is better than anyone on your team except Judge.
Okay. That's an overreaction. I have one more overreaction.
Oh.
I got one for you.
What do you got?
You have one more. I did not know this.
Mike Del Tufo, had he gone to the parade, would never in a million years have worn that Yankee Dodger hat to a Dodger parade. You would never have had
the guts. This thing is so embarrassing.
You never would have. Tell me that's a reaction, that's proper or not.
Proper.
Until they get rid of Cash Boone, I'm done. I'm done with those guys.
Oh, okay.
Cash Boone out. You're all Dodger now?
You're all Dodger
now? I'm all Dodgers. And I'm done.
So you would never have ever worn that. You're proudly wearing, you're a Yankee and a Dodger fan. You would never have shown up to that parade yesterday wearing that hat.
I didn't show up to the parade wearing that.
Did you go to the parade yesterday?
No, I did not go to the parade
yesterday. Hand on a Bible.
I swear to God.
No, of course you were mixing the parade from a
mixing
bus.
The parade.
You know?
I was on one of the buses on top playing with the World Series trophy.
Good one. And soon. All right, we'll get Derwin James on another day. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. My goodness gracious. What else is popping?
I don't know. It's amazing.
Brees Hall. I don't know. I mean, what else is there? Keep going.
Can we predict who might get Breece Hall?
Maybe we'll do that when we come back.
Yeah,
who needs Breece Hall? We got that top 5 list. This is your team.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Right here on The Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. David in Richmond, we were just talking to him about the Miami Dolphins and what they're doing. I don't know. There's an hour and 15 minutes left. Would you flip a one for Jalen Waddle? If I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, I mean, next year's draft, you do want to have a first-round pick when your fans are all there. It's exciting. But the bottom line is, you're going to draft somebody like Jalen Waddle, as young
not.
As him?
Yeah, probably not.
But is that all it is? Is it less? Or you're basically saying, to hell with you, first-round pick. It was a third for Jalen Phillips. He plays a premium position. You know, some of these other receivers, there's a fourth and a fifth for Shaheed and a fourth and a sixth, right, for Jacoby Myers. I mean, Jalen Waddle's great, but a first overall pick? I understand that Steelers might want to stand firm on that. And, you know, they're like I said, you can get a player now to win now. I'm taking it.
Yeah.
I'm taking it. The Rams effed all the picks, and guess what? They win a championship, and guess what? A couple years later, they start drafting really well. Remember, they effed all the picks? Take a look at all the kids in the 2022 and 2023 draft. You know, when everybody thought, you season ticket holders at SoFi thought that you were getting a letter, you know, please be patient with us.
Oh, yeah, that's
while
right.
While we reload, yep. And felt instead, like all they've done is just win football games. So F the picks, put the trophy in the case, and figure it out, and kick the can down the road. That's what I would do. I would also hire Les Snead.
That helps.
Garrett in Houston, Texas. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Garrett?
Hey, Rich. Evening or afternoon. This is mainly a reaction just for the ESPN power rankings for the Steelers.
All right.
We only moved up one, and we beat the Colts, the number one offense. And I find that to be surprising. I feel like we should be number five, especially with how well we played. I mean, three forced fumbles, three interceptions. Ooh, firing on all cylinders. T.J. Watt starts it off with that forced fumble. Love it.
All right, two questions for you, Garrett. Firstly, do you want me to get you a name? Somebody in ESPN? You need a name? Yeah. You want a name?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, wait till you hear my power rankings tomorrow. I'll tell you right now.
I was contemplating the name drop.
Well, then but, I'll just tell you right now. My power rankings are tomorrow. I do not plan putting the Steelers top five. You really think they are a top five team in the National Football League, which means they are in the realm with, obviously, they could play with the Colts, who are atop my power rankings as the AFC best. You think that they can play in the pen with anybody in the NFC West right now? You think they could do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got the grit and the resilience.
NFC North, you're going to see it.
Pitch perfect, yeah.
Hey, listen, Rodgers is playing way better than he did as a Jet. He is turning back the clock with his physical abilities, that is for sure. Neck up, there's nobody better than him maybe all time. I just need to see it more consistently before I put him top five. It's just that simple. Thank you for the goal, Garrett. You know? Was that Miles? Is that the Garrett? You know, get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event right now and get away with a deal so right it almost feels wrong, because right now you can get a great deal on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs, the Hyundai Santa Fe and the Hyundai Santa Fe Hybrid. Go all electric. Choose from America's most awarded EV lineup. The breakthrough Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 6 is sitting there right for you at your local Honda dealer. Get down there and get away with an awesome deal. Only during the Hyundai Getaway sales event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details. I think the Hyundai Getaway sales event is going so well. I think the Jets general manager just sold a Palisade to somebody. For two firsts.
Diana saying that the Jets asking price is a third round pick. Nobody willing to pay that right now.
For Breece Hall?
Yeah, and now there's reports that Breece Hall has informed the Jets he wants to be traded.
Okay.
Exactly. Kind of new.
With an hour to go.
Well, I mean, he's sitting there saying, I'm going to play out the string here while everybody else auditions for a job that I know I would have.
One dog's that way, one dog's that way.
What do you want from me? I don't blame him.
Jeez.
Come on out.
He's hurt his knee more times than I can count. And for him to basically say, oh, yeah, I'll stick around here. Get me out of here. And I'll tell you what, I would oblige him. Because if you want to be in New York with Aaron Glenn, then you stay. But I don't blame him in his position where he's playing for his next contract and he's been hurt so many times. Why is he playing out the string and trying to score points for a team where everybody else is trying out for future jobs in a lost season? Because he's up there on par at the running back spot when he's working it and healthy with Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner. He's done more for the Jets this year than Sauce has.
Facts.
Where else are we going here? Let's go to Jack in Kansas City. Jack?
Jack.
How you doing, Rich?
What's going on, Jack?
So, Rich, I wanted to ask, what should my Kansas City Chiefs do
at the trade deadline, or they shouldn't do anything at all.
No.
Go get Breece Hall.
That wouldn't be a bad one. Go get Breece Hall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking Breece Hall or Jermaine Johnson. You know, we need some help on that D-line.
I'm sure everybody can use a pass rusher.
Oh, yeah, they're both
available. That's not a bad idea. Thanks for the call, Jack. I mean, you know, the Eagles supercharged their running back and their offense at the running back position with Saquon. When you thought, hey, we're making Super Bowls or have a Super Bowl-worthy team with him or without him. And the Niners did that with Christian McCaffrey. Maybe the Chiefs do that with Breece Hall.
Well, they've been, rumored for Alvin Kamara seemingly for weeks, but he's not going anywhere.
A third for Breece Hall.
It's a lot.
Why? Why? I don't understand it.
Because teams are using Kyle Monongai was a seventh round pick.
Right. So get your running back with a seventh round. Just look at Rutgers.
Breshad Smith is a seventh round pick that they have.
Listen,
yeah.
I just don't know if the Chiefs, him and those screens and those games that they play,
he would crush
would be outstanding.
I mean, those guys are playing great, Pacheco and Kareem Hunt, but Breece Hall is such an upgrade over those two players.
Flip a three.
I'd rather not give up a third round pick.
Why? The guy is electric when he's healthy. He threw a touchdown pass.
Yeah.
By the way, the Bengals, that's another stat. I believe they're the first team on defense to give up touchdown passes in back-to-back games thrown by non-quarterbacks. Because, DJ Moore did it this week, too. Oh, my gosh almighty.
I mean, there's a lot of Velcro opening up today.
There is a lot of Velcro opening
constantly
up today.
Hitting refresh.
Frank in South Carolina. What's up, Francis?
Hey, Frank.
You there, Frank?
Hey, Rich.
What's up?
Hey, love the show.
Thank you.
Guys are great. I'm a Bills fan. I need to know, man, what in God's name are they doing? Are they going to do something today or what?
I only got an hour and 8 minutes as of this conversation, Frank.
They were sniffing around Jakobi Meyers, but that's about all we've heard from Buffalo.
I'm thinking to myself, for the draft picks that these teams gave up, the Bills should have been in. We need something to get us over the hump. This everybody eats thing is great, but it's not going to get us where we need to go.
I don't know, man. James Cook and Kincaid and Allen. I can get you where you need to go. I love him. How many times have we kept saying, the Bills need to get this guy or that guy as a number one wide receiver? And, they had Diggs, didn't work out. Gabe Davis had one of the biggest games in the history of their playoffs.
And that's it.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I hear you, Frank. Thanks for the call. Hang in there. Everybody's like looking to see what everybody's doing.
Come on, people are getting people. And it's like, where am I?
What a time to be on TV
awesome.
Or on ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. All right. Let's see what happens in the next hour.
Come on.
I have a feeling we'll lead with it tomorrow before Kurt Warner joins us. I think Derwin James might join us tomorrow. I don't know. We'll find him.
He's down the street.
He's just down the street.
Yeah, I'll stop by on the way home.
Will you do that for me, Mikey?
Thanks, Mikey. Yeah.
Will you pick something up for us? Pick us up an all-pro defender.
Okay.
On your way home.
Gotcha.
Say hi to your mother for me.
Say hi to your mother for me. Well, that's Boston.
Yeah.
Well,
that's true.
Wow. What a day.
What a day. This is awesome.
Oh, baby.
This was great.
The phone lines all light up. Jesus, we're going out the door.
Let's do another hour.
We got two great. We finish up with two great Did You Knows on the Sauce Gardner trade coming back.
I'm back, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.